Welcome to Michigan Sunrise Side Today. I'm Kevin Allen, and joining me is TJ Schaefer. How are you, TJ?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing well, thank you. Glad to have you on the show with us today. And we're going to talk about your daughter, Madeline Schaefer. There's a benefit coming up for her. Tell us a little bit about Madeline, TJ.
Yeah, Madeline, she's a precious little angel to me and her mom. Of course, most children are.
Yeah.
It took us a long time to get Madeline, and she's a little spitfire, so we're just blessed to have her in our life, and we just want to get her better.
Yeah, exactly. Well, tell us what that means. Get her better. Tell us a little bit about the medical history for Madeline.
So yeah, Madeline, back at the end of January, beginning of February, was diagnosed with what's called RSV, and then turned out she began to take a downhill slide. She became very almost like she was paralyzed. She was unable to move on her own, and basically started having some testing done. She was first diagnosed with what's called ADEM, and then she was finally diagnosed with what's called anti-MOG. And basically, it's the antibodies in the body attacked her white matter of her brain. And, of course, now she has to relearn everything from walking, talking. Granted, she wasn't talking a whole lot at the time, but she has to learn everything all over again. So things that we all take granted for, she now has to relearn. Luckily, with her age and with some good medical treatment out of Philadelphia, she should be getting back to, hopefully, 100%, if not darn near close to it.
All right. Now, how long could this last, treatment-wise? Are we looking at lifetime, or is there a light at the end of the tunnel here?
Unfortunately, there is not a whole lot of research with this anti-MOG. In reference, it's only been about 5 years that this diagnosis has been coming out there, so there's not a whole lot of research. Some cases show full recovery. Some show some minor issues. So, unfortunately, we do not know. There is no answer to that question. It's just a day by day trial.
All right, and I know it takes a lot of money with the way healthcare is today, and that's where we're going to bring Janet Coyer in. How are you today, Janet? Doing well. Now, we're talking to TJ about the medical treatments and that, but tell us a little bit about the fundraising that's coming up this Friday.
Yes, we're having a fundraiser this Friday, May 17th, from 4 to 7 at the Knights of Columbus Hall. We have so much stuff to... we're going to have a silent auction. We're going to have raffles. We're going to have, like, a picnic, hamburgers, hot dogs, brats, salads, desserts. We have some of the items we have to raffle off in silent auction, our crab tree, 9-foot kayak, fire pit, all kinds of, a couple massages, hair salon,
wow,
restaurant, gift cards, and I'd like to thank everybody who's been so generous. It's just overwhelming. I want to thank everyone that's donated. I've got cash money. I have so much stuff, and I'm so thankful.
Excellent.
We live in a great community.
We do, no doubt about that. Now, tell us, when's it taking place on Friday?
It's going to be from 4 to 7 on Friday at the Knights of Columbus Hall in East Taos, right down Newman Street. And please come, because we're going to have lots of stuff, and you will have a good evening.
All right. Now, how much does it cost?
It's $10 a person, $8 for kids. If you have a family of 2 adults and 4 kids, or how many kids, it will be $8 a piece. Children under 5 will be free.
All right. Now, tickets available at the door. Can they get them in advance, or what do we need to do here?
We don't have any tickets. You just come in.
Come on in.
Come in at the door and pay.
All
right. Right at the door.
Very good. And then, of course, raffles and silent auction, and all that money going right back to Madeline.
Right. And we might even have a 50-50.
Huh?
So we have, and then we're going to have delicious desserts, because all the family's making the desserts.
Love it. The picnic dinner benefit for Madeline Schaefer, the daughter of Stacy Westcott and TJ Schaefer, and granddaughter of Jim and Lynn Westcott. Knights of Columbus Hall this Friday from 4 till 7 p.m. on Newman Street in East Taos. Everyone come on out and help out Madeline. TJ, hey, TJ, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you, guys.
And Janet, thank you for joining us.
Great. Thank you, Kevin.